You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Shout out to my new friend, Stephanie.
Who's Stephanie?
Well, she has the store called The Normal Brand, and it's in North Cherry Creek.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so she's like, oh my God, the tree lighting is like, we're right by there. Come by. And I'm like, okay. Me and Steph.
Yeah.
Me and Steph.
It's always good to know people.
Right?
Especially when the lights.
Yeah. Well, especially when they own a clothing store.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real.
I mean, let's be honest what this friendship's really about. I mean, come on. Yeah. Do we have any swag I can give her?
I want to be Stephanie's friend, too.
Do we have any Alice in Wonderland tickets?
When you get over there at Cherry Creek, see if you can find somebody that runs a tire store and needs some tires.
Same.
You know, like a big O of Cherry Creek.
Right, the big O of Cherry Creek, yes. Okay.
See what you can work out.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to need to take some Alice in Wonderland tickets. I know they're sold out, but if we could just find some.
We can squeeze some people in the back.
Right, yeah. Anybody else need anything else? Let me see what I can trade out. All right, anyway. So today, I'm excited about this whole thing. All the different festivities that are starting today. Did you say Gaylord starts today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
okay. Again, Gaylord, though, the buy one, get one free tickets are, and this isn't a paid advertisement or anything, I'm just telling you, that we looked on the website, and today is the last day.
Yeah, I'm going to buy mine today for sure.
You know, normally they have like a big old media party.
Oh, they do?
I guess we were.
Yeah, we missed the boat on that.
I would like to know what the hell happened to my invite, pal.
For the Gaylord?
Yeah.
I bet it's tonight.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah, it's like a soft opening.
Or maybe it was a couple of nights ago. Maybe it was Tuesday, I think.
Oh, was it?
I don't know for sure. But normally they have the media party and go out there and get stuck on the ice for free.
But here's the thing. I think nobody knows how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right? They don't know how to send us an invitation, probably.
We do have that voicemail thing that's on our app.
Yeah.
If you ever need to reach us.
But we don't know how to use it.
Yeah,
we don't know how to find the messages once again. Spindel, did you ever work that out?
I'm still trying to figure out the training on it because they added me into it.
No is the answer.
Yeah,
No. Just all I need from you is no.
No. All right, a couple of things. I just want to mention this because this is a crazy story. There's this guy, his name is Bob Love, and he was 81 years old. I guess he played for the Bulls, and he was really, really a famous basketball player.
What was his name?
Bob Love.
I don't remember Bob.
Well, I don't remember me either because he's 81. But I guess he was like I was just reading his story, so I want to share it with you because I love the story.
He was a real deal.
He was a really good basketball player, and his mom didn't have any money, and so she made him a basketball with a sock and a bunch of leaves, and he couldn't dribble it. And then she used a clothes hanger to make the basket. He couldn't dribble it, but he could just shoot it.
Did you hear this story down at Bud's or something? That sounds like a Bud's story.
No.
It does.
I read it on SportsCenter.
It sounds like a beer and a cheeseburger to me.
No, I read it on SportsCenter. Will you let me finish this beautiful story? So anyway, listen.
Sock and leaves.
Yes!
It's on Wikipedia. It says it on here, too.
What does it say?
Love grew up in the cotton fields of Louisiana, the son of a sharecropper. His first basket was made out of a wire hanger, and his first basketball was a pair of socks.
See?
Pair of socks.
Yep.
Where's the leaves?
Well, it didn't say it there, but they did show the leaves. Yeah. SportsCenter said they did. So anyway, so listen, but this is sad. So he had a speech impediment, right? Really, really bad one. And he went on to be like one of the best players for the NBA. Then one day he came home, right? And his wife had taken all the furniture, all the money out of all their accounts, all his NBA rings, had taken everything. It was just a house. It wasn't anything. And now he's just dead broke. And so she left a note saying, I don't want to be married to a stutterer or a cripple anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
She did.
So he went on to work at a Nordstrom's in their kitchen washing dishes. And this is so sad, right? He went on to wash dishes at the Nordstrom's because he didn't have any money. She took it all. And because her names were on the account. And they're like, sorry, that's how it works. She's allowed to take it all. And so he washed dishes. And then one day, one of the managers came in and said, listen, you know, you're better than this. And what do you think if I paid for you to have speech classes? And he agreed to take speech classes. And then guess what happened?
He became a DJ.
No.
On the radio.
He became a public speaker.
Oh, wow. I was close.
Yeah.
I was
so close. The Bulls hired him then to be their community affairs speaker, and he did 400 speeches a year. Is that the most beautiful story?
Shove it in her face.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's an amazing story.
But anyway, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad.
He died.
He died.
Never heard of the guy.
Yeah, Bob Love. Anyway, it was just really warm and fuzzy. I thought I'd share with you.
I like it.
I mean, the dead part isn't good, but the other part is good.
Yeah, the wife part's not good either.
No,
you know, leaving a note saying I'm tired of the stuttering.
Yeah. That's...
Did she take his basketball with the tea leaves?
Nobody said tea. You're just adding stuff.
I felt like you added a few, too.
I swear on SportsCenter and said it had bleed stuff in it.
I'm just saying. I feel like you've added some stuff.
Oh, my God.
Will
you find out there's some bleed stuff?
This wonderful story.
Will you look and see if they had leaves?
Tea leaves. Look for tea leaves. Coffee beans. Look for coffee beans, too.
Coffee beans.
Sock stuff.
Look. Yeah, it says stuffed with leaves and grass.
Weeds and grass. Yeah.
The New York Times.
Leaves
and grass.
Yeah. That's from the New York Times.
Times is not going to get that wrong. Uh-huh.
I apologize.
See?
Wish I'd known this story before he died.
That was kind of mean.
I just wish I knew the story.
Anyway, I think it's just a beautiful story. All right, moving on. Carrie Underwood has done something to her lips, and I don't like it. I love Carrie Underwood, but she has done a flip lip, and she stuffed them.
Are they ducky?
Yeah.
Are they very ducky?
Yeah. She performed last night, and man, she looks different.
Did it impede her speech?
I didn't feel like it did a great job for her.
Well,
I don't
know. She sing? She's a beautiful lady.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Isn't she, though?
Her body is to die for. She looks
her
fantastic.
Why would she have to get lips and chin?
I mean,
she's gorgeous.
I think it looks good. I'm looking at it right now. I like it.
Yeah, but you're on that OnlyFans page that's called lips.
You're thinking about the lip flip for different reasons.
Yeah.
Because you're creepy.
I like it.
Yeah, you're a creep, pal.
Anyway, you're looking at Lainey Wilson.
Am I?
Yeah,
oh
you were.
God.
No,
it's
but you
Lainey on the left and Carrie on the right.
That's on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
He's a handful.
You know, he's your friend.
That dude is a handful.
She's right here.
He's your friend. Anyway, she got a lip flip and it looks horrible. It is.
Yeah.
They are
a lot
big.
Of people are talking about it online,
oh,
too.
Are
it's
they?
Not just you.
Okay,
a lot of people are saying.
Because I don't want to be the mean girl,
no,
but oof.
No, no, it's not just you. It's one of those things that's circulating this morning.
Yeah.
One of the highlights or lowlights of the big award show last night.
They're gigantic.
I'm seeing it, yeah.
But, I mean, again, she's beautiful. Her body is to die for. She's so talented. She's got it going on. I don't know why she did that, but somebody overstuffed them.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, anyway, and then the other bad thing, and I hate to do all the lowlights because I loved the CMAs last night. They were really good. But one of the other lowlights was, and you know, we love Post Malone, or as he's known from Carson, the Postie.
Yeah, we do love him.
We do love him. He's so talented. But last night was not his night.
No kidding.
It was, I have a little bit of it if you want to hear it.
His might be wearing white. But her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, but to me, she's everything. And we'll both love her forever. But I loved her long before. And one day, I know I'll give her away. But that don't mean she's yours. She's still my little girl.
It wasn't his best.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, he's good.
He's great. Good.
Yeah, but
I mean, it might not be top notch. He's still pretty good. He's talented.
I just feel like he was getting emotional singing about, because that song is obviously about his daughter.
Right.
So I'm just going to go with maybe it was the first time he was performing it live and he knew what it meant and it just got to him.
That could be it. Or I felt like maybe his little earbuds were off and he couldn't hear himself.
I do feel like the CMAs last night had a lot of audio issues.
I do too, because sometimes I couldn't hear people, and sometimes people were screaming, which tells me they couldn't hear themselves in their own
heads. And they
were
trying to push it.
Yeah, just to hear themselves.
Like Luke Combs, for sure, he was having that problem.
Because they were just screaming it, and you know how, like, if you can't hear yourself in your headphones, you know how you push it?
It makes you louder.
Yeah, you push it too much, so that's my only thought. Other than that, though, it was really, really good. Jelly Roll I don't know. I felt like he was singing liar to Bunny. Like he was pointing at her like, you're a liar, Bunny. You Bunny boo. Even though I love Bunny, but.
I didn't see the show last night, but you explained that earlier this morning. Then hearing the audio, you're dead on,
all
man.
Right? And he was like,
she wrote this all about Bunny, man. Bunny.
So here it is, number two. You might not be good. Should be playing it in rotation. I'm telling
you, it's a good song.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Man, he's on fire.
He is, isn't he?
Jeepers.
Yeah. Although I did notice, and I get worried about rock stars, and I mean he's a country star, but I get worried about him when I start seeing them wearing all that ice, and I'm like, oh boy, don't spend all your money. You don't know how long this is gonna last because he just has.
He's got a lot of chains.
He's got a lot of chains. They're all diamonds. His watch is all diamonds. Look, I know he's making a lot of money, but his rings are all diamonds. And all I can think about is the NBA players. You know how they start buying that stuff because they can't get a thrill in life. So they have to buy like, you know, $1 million piece. And so I'm like, save your money. Put it in a high quality mutual fund right now. My God, buy some Bitcoin. Like, do you know how much Bitcoin you can buy?
Yeah.
Right? With that necklace?
I would totally buy, yeah. At least five.
I mean, anyway. All right. It was really good. It was last night. Hey, how about Bo Nix becoming the AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
Woo! No kidding.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was named yesterday. I know. He's also on fire.
Now, wait a minute. Is that Offensive Player of the Week or Rookie Offense?
It's just the AFC Offensive Player.
Yeah, that's even bigger if it is.
Yeah, it's huge.
So,
because he's won the rookie thing a couple of times, right? Yeah.
But this is overall.
If he won the overall, that's huge.
Yep.
Hey, I saw something a few minutes ago, and they were listening. There was this guy that was from ESPN, because it kind of fits here, okay, with the Broncos. But he listed the Super Bowl this year, and he said these five teams and one dark horse. He named off the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, blah, 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 blah. Dark horse, Denver Broncos.
Whoa.
Super Bowl.
That's that thing at DIA.
Called Vision Board?
Dark Horse.
Oh, Dark Horse.
Lucifer.
Blue Horse.
Yeah. We should call it the Dark Horse.
That thing's cursed.
I know. That's why it's dark. Yeah.
Killed its owner.
It did. Yeah, the creator. Yeah.
No, this isn't cursed. This is Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not a real horse. Nobody owned it.
Hey.
They're also saying Bo Nix might win Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
Whoa. Whew. You know what I wish?
What?
Well, I wish, and this isn't nice. But now they have this, like, it's available. It's a laser, and it'll resurface your skin from acne scars.
Yeah.
I wish you'd go there.
Who?
Bo.
Yeah. I've never even really noticed. Does he have acne scars?
He does, and they have resurfacing now where you can get it all smoothed out. It really shows up when he takes his helmet off.
Yeah.
It seems because his face gets all blotchy.
I've never noticed. I've never really paid attention. But I'm not a skin guy anyway, you know, like.
Oh, some I know.
People. You're a skin guy. No, I mean, a skin girl.
We could also do a couple things.
On me?
Yeah.
Bo, let me know how it turns out. I don't want to be the first. Okay.
Lasers are amazing.
They are amazing.
Yeah, we could just do some stuff.
No, I'm good.
Do you think they could fix this thing up near my eye, like that spot that has all the dry patches with the laser?
Sure they can.
All right.
Why not? Let's all go get some.
Sure.
I need some skin resurfacing.
You do?
Yeah.
I do right here because I had chin acne.
Yeah.
So I could use
Let's all go.
Okay.
Woo! Let's take the family bus. Where's that Bucky's bus? Let's bring that sucker out and go get laser.
Well, I'll get some skin resurfacing.
Oh, they call it the laser limo. Oh,
my God. The laser limo. I love it. All right, I'm done. There you go. Definitely trash.
Off and running. BJ and JB Morning Show. Join us there. All right. Let's see here.
What? Nothing?
Nothing.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
What's wrong? You seem sad.
Yeah, I got a text.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited to announce in 2025, my wife, I, Frog, we're going on a Disney cruise.
Yes.
They got that new ship, you know, that mega. That big ship.
The mega ship.
Yeah, the mega.
A mega Disney ship.
Have you read about it? Have you seen it?
I have not, no.
We're booked. It's,
I'm looking at it. It says they debuted its $1 billion mega ship.
Huh?
It has 1,200 guests. You know how many kids that is?
Oh,
1,200 guest rooms.
Oh, God.
1,200 guest rooms. Oh. So 1,200 times, let's say everybody has two kids.
Stop laughing,
you're going to have 2,400 kids on that ship.
I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
That's just kids. 2,400 children running around. And some people have more than that. So let's just go ahead and round up. 3,000 kids on that ship.
She writes, babe, we're booked.
Oh, yay!
Oh, yeah. Pack your bags.
Yeah.
The Disney Mega. I've not even heard of this boat.
It's called the Disney Treasure.
It is?
It's a treasure, all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a $1 billion.
They don't even have dancing girls and gambling on Disney ships.
Oh, they don't have gambling?
No.
Really?
No, they don't allow it on the Disney ships.
That sucks.
No.
Don't they have like a kids, like, you know how you drop your kid off? And when you're in the Bahamas.
Like a daycare.
Well, no. Yeah, like if, because Atlantis, they have a kids camp, right? So you just drop your kid off and go to the slots.
No, Jamie, they don't have slots and gaming. All they've got's Goofy Gaming. And it's an arcade they have set up. It's called Goofy Gaming. And it's an arcade you go into. There's no gambling.
Oh,
my There's
God.
No goofy gambling going on.
3,000 tiny children just screaming, crying, puking. Just hating everything.
We're booked for spring break.
Oh,
and here's another thing with this thing. If I'm not mistaken, it goes out of New York City. New York.
Wait, are we taking off spring break?
I don't know what we're doing.
I never got to take off spring break, and my kid was always out of school, and I was always pissed about it.
Good. You can go.
No, I'm not
kidding.
You
can take my place on the boat.
I was never allowed to take spring break off, ever. My son was always out.
And maybe I'm not going. Maybe they're going on their own. I don't know what's going on.
This isn't fair. I never got to take one spring break. He was always out going, we can't go anywhere. I go, no, we take our big vacations. We take them at Christmas and we take them in the summer during 4th of July. So that's our big vacations. I was never allowed to take spring break with my own son.
Well, that's probably going to use that excuse.
Wow.
So I don't have to get on that Disney boat. I've done 2 Disney cruises, okay? Whew. Man, their work. Look, if you're a kid, you love it. And if you're a parent that loves to be around the kids who are loving it, you love it. But if you're BJ, you don't love it as much. I want some gambling. I want some stuff going on, you know, on the boat, somewhere you can sneak off to late at night. You don't have that with Goofy Gaming.
No, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, they're launching this boat out of New York. Now, look, if you're going to do a cruise, going out of Miami's pretty exotic, okay? Because you're either going to go to Nassau, the Bahamas, you're going to hit a few islands or whatever, or maybe even out of Tampa or New Orleans, you at least get to go Cancun or whatever. Where the hell are you going out of New York?
That's a great question.
I don't know where it
Iceland?
Goes. Yeah.
What the hell are you going to tour? Staten Island? That just seems bizarre.
They have I'm reading about it, a Scat Cat Lounge.
Scat Cat.
That's where you're going to find me, the Scat Cat.
The Scat Cat. It's like a jungle area. That'll be fun. You can pretend like you're in the jungle.
Oh, pretend to get lost.
Yeah, wow.
The Disney cruise.
Well, have fun.
Man, I'm
kind of ticked off about it, though. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Every year, my son bitched at me, like, I can't believe you won't take off, Mom, and take me somewhere. And I'm like, I'm not allowed to.
Well, we're silently quitting. You know that, right? It's a new age.
Wait,
it's a new era.
Who's silently quitting?
I'm doing quiet quitting.
Yeah, quiet.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, you are?
Yeah, just quiet quitting.
Well,
you know?
Might have wanted to join tell me forces. Before I signed and I could go across the street.
Oh, man. Lord. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I have breaking news.
All right, breaking news. Here
breaking
we go.
Breaking news.
Here we go.
Jussie Smollett's conviction in an alleged hate crime hoax Remember that whole situation where
yeah.
he pretended like somebody was racist against him and he pulled a whole hoax on all of us?
Yep.
We felt sorry for him and then we learned it was set up.
He went out to get a Subway sandwich at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
And it was like 15 below zero.
Yep. And he was convicted in December of 2021 of 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. And he was sentenced to, let's see here, sentenced the following year to 150 days of the county jail, a bunch of other stuff. Well, I guess the Illinois Supreme Court just overturned it.
Why? He didn't mean to? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Him and those brothers?
Yeah, I guess.
Weren't there a couple of brothers that were involved in
this?
There
were two, like WWE.
Nigerian.
Yeah, like some, they were like fighters, right?
I don't know what they did.
They used to wrestle or something.
I remember there were brothers out of Nigeria or somewhere.
And they're the ones that were paid to attack him.
They jumped him. They jumped him at 3 a.m. getting the Subway.
So, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and he blamed it on white supremacists.
Yep, he sure did.
Yeah.
It's been overturned.
It's been overturned by the Illinois, maybe they found something.
Yeah.
Maybe he was set up.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen the Dave Chappelle bit when it comes to Jussie?
No, I have not.
You've got to watch it, man. Chappelle, see if you can put that up on our Facebook page.
Well, but be careful.
Jussie.
I'd watch it first.
From Chappelle?
Yeah.
It's really funny. I've seen it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is really funny. Yeah,
and it's not that dirty at all. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
It's not.
He uses some bad words, but it's not like dirty.
No, it's not dirty.
But I bet
it's
he uses that one word that we don't want to put up there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd have to double check.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it for like
Well, how about
a few
everybody
years.
Go see it on their own on their own computers?
Well, you can see it, but it's absolutely
it's funny.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The best bit you'll ever hear. It's awesome, man. All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Don't forget more Post Malone tickets. It's that big tour, man, that's coming to the stadium. And tickets up for grabs later this afternoon with Slacker and the Slacker Show.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. Indeed.
All right, we got to go. We will be back here tomorrow's Friday. Woo! Man, that's cool. We're a week from Thanksgiving. Wow, oh, wow. Man, the holiday is here.
It is, right?
Have fun at the Christmas Village or
I will.
Whatever
I'm
it is
excited
you're going to
go. I'm going to the, it's the marketplace at Cherry Creek.
It'll be fun.
North Cherry Creek. Fillmore.
Yeah. I'll be looking for you at the tree lighting.
Yeah, remember, I'm going to jump into the CBS live shot.
All right.
Yeah, when they light the tree.
Cool.
I'm going to DVR just in case I catch a glimpse.
Maybe wear a shirt with like some lights at
Blink, right?
Yeah,
just
right
two?
There.
Oh,
yeah, a couple of lights at Blink
on your
shirt.
I'll see if I can put that together.
Strategically placed,
like
if you know what I mean.
Yep,
okay,
I like it. Mm-hmm.
That way we'll spot you.
God. Can we just go?
Hey, is that Rudolph? No, that's Jamie.
Here we go.
That's Jamie.
Here we go.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.